nice to get a win. We'll enjoy this one. We'll learn from it, and we got to get better next week. Open it up.
Ben, is it worrisome that you haven't been able to clean up the penalties, some of the sloppiness? I mean, what did you attribute that to?
We were tied for first in the league for the least amount of penalties enforced coming into this game. Today, 100 yards in penalties is not good enough.
You obviously won six straight games. Do you look at it as you have to get better right now, or do you sort of say, hey, we won six straight games, we're obviously doing something right here?
No, we have to get better. We believe we're going to win the game, find a way to get the game in our favor at the end. But we need to get better, getting better as the season goes on.
What do you think about how JPP played today?
Tremendous effort. Hats off. He played with tremendous effort, physicality. He was all over the field. To come up with, I believe they rolled it a fumble, run it back. Great effort.
What do you attribute the offensive struggles to from most of the game?
Oh, too many penalties for one thing. The type of game it was, I thought we had some moments where we ran the ball well. We were inconsistent there. At times pass protection was good. At times it wasn't. The way they were playing coverage, we need a little time to beat it. We had some opportunities to make some big plays in the ball game. We didn't make it, but inconsistency and penalties.
You seem to have success with the two tight ends in the backfield there on those two runs and then kind of went away from it. Why did you not stick with that?
Where we were in the ball game, we thought we could spread them out the next series. We went down and scored. I believe it was the next series. We went down and we scored, and then we were in four-minute mode after that.
Why have you stuck with that same personnel grouping so much throughout the whole season?
We feel we have some good players in that personnel group.
But do you feel like mixing it up would maybe open things up a little bit?
Certainly.
When they're playing the way that a lot of teams have played Odell, which is help over the top, and he can still beat him underneath and turn it into a big play, I mean, what's that do to a defense? And is that part of the plan? If they do that, we'll still
play? Yeah, I mean, they change it up a little bit. They just don't always play man to him. Even when they cap him over the top, they'll play zone to him. So sometimes the shallow crosses aren't always great because he'll have to sit it down in there. But, you know, you just have to give the quarterback clean progressions, give him a starting point, and make sure you have a good plan for Odell going in where you can give him a chance to get some touches.
How much was the plan to get him the ball early? We saw him get, I think it was five targets in the first quarter alone.
We always have big thoughts on getting the ball early, middle, and late. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. You can't force it.
Why was Harrison on the offense there on the touchdown?
Say that again.
Why was Dwayne Harris in on up? You had Harris and
He was just part of the rotation there.
Very rarely he comes in those situations.
He's been nicked up, but he was a part of the rotation on that series.
Odell physically? Odell's hand?
Yeah, we have a bunch of guys, Odell included, that are fighting through some things right now.
When you ran it on 3rd and 12, I think it was in the third quarter, was that based on just punting it because field position, you know how your defense is playing? I mean, is that what you were thinking there? Or?
Yeah, it's no reflection on whether I trust or don't trust the offense. It's more of I like the way our defense is playing. I thought we may have a chance to pop one there. We saw something on film where we may have a chance to pop one. It didn't work out.
What does it say about Harris? Say he obviously got demoted from the special teams role and then comes back to catch the offensive touchdown.
Dwayne's fighting through some things right now. I wouldn't say he got demoted from anything. We have confidence in him on special teams, obviously, and on offense.
What do you think of Odell as a punt returner?
Electric.
Any concern, though, about exposing him to additional hits in that role?
He had an opportunity to get his hands on the ball. I like when he has an opportunity to get his hands on the ball. He's sure-handed back there. And, he's electric with the ball in his hands.